In the Age of Trump, the world needs the United Nations more than ever. By Ian Bremmer. Beyond poetic appeals for universal justice, global support for the United Nations is built atop the assumption that every nation can be more secure and prosperous only in a more peaceful world. The UN has a poor track record of preventing individual crises, but its investments in health and education promote international development in measurable ways, and its agencies continue to limit the human cost of conflict. President Donald Trump sees things a little differently. He may have paid tribute to the beautiful vision of the UN in his first address to the General Assembly on Tuesday, but there's little to suggest he's changed his views of an institution he once derided as, quote, a club for people to get together, talk, and have a good time. As he made clear in his speech, Trump doesn't accept that investment in international peace and development will make his country safer or wealthier. Noting that the U.S. pays the lion's share of the U.N. budget, 22%, he declared that no nation should have to bear a disproportionate share of the burden, militarily or financially. As with NATO, he doesn't oppose the U.N.'s useful work. He just doesn't believe the U.S. is getting good value for its money, and he wants other governments to pay more. Yet on climate change, cybersecurity, public health crises, or other problems without borders, the world needs a convening power to bring decision-makers together. Trump doesn't believe in multilateralism and has no interest in this responsibility. The EU can't do it alone, and China doesn't yet have the global standing. These and other governments need the UN to play this role. In Antonio Guterres, who has been Secretary General since January, the UN has the right person for the job. He's the opposite of Trump. He is analytical rather than forceful. He avoids the political bombast that makes lasting friends and enemies. As the former socialist Prime Minister of Portugal, he embraces the European value of collective decision-making. As a former UN High Commissioner for Refugees, he understands the human cost of the world's conflicts. He has good relations with both the U.S. and China. He has brought a new, much-needed emphasis on transparency to the UN bureaucracy. That won't be enough to reform the dysfunctional UN Security Council, where veto-wielding members force watered-down solutions to intractable problems. Only Kim Jong-un, not Guterres, can force the U.S. and China to work together on North Korea. But on other important issues, the UN offers the best hope for managing global crises in the age of Trump.